The results of Sunday's first round presidential elections will force Chileans to choose between two radically different visions for the future in less than a month. One that promises a new economic, political, and social model. And another that vows a return to stability, family values, and law and order. Both candidates are practically tied. Conservative José Antonio Kast was the first one out of the gate on Monday, confirming he's willing to modify what many see as an extreme right-wing program in order to seduce moderate conservatives.
We have a lot more in common than differences. We've always said that our program isn't written in stone. We can modify and improve many things.
A key factor in Kast's success has been the growing sensation that Chile is out of control, fed by an explosive rise in violence, drug trafficking, and an uprising by indigenous Mapuche groups. That's why Mati voted for Kast.
There's no more respect for authority anymore, for the police. It's not safe to walk on the streets at night anymore.
Gabriel Boric, the left-wing congressman and former student leader, also needs to modify his message to appeal more to the center and attempt to assure Chileans that he can provide order as well as address income inequality.
We must go to every corner where our message has not been heard, to the regions where we haven't been able to deliver our proposals with the calm and moderation that's needed.
This is the most uncertain and polarized election in Chile since 1970. We don't know who the next president will be, and that alone is a novelty here. In Chile, the one who got most votes in the first round always won in the second, but we can't say that this time.
Center-left candidate Marco Enriquez Ominami, who did not make it to the runoff, says the millions of Chileans who marched for more social justice 2 years ago had not signed up for the violence that has often accompanied protests.
From then on, it became a debate between distribution of income and order. And so far, it seems that order is winning, because a large part of the country understands that order is more important for social justice than social justice is for order.
As is usually the case, the markets have reacted positively to the strong showing of the conservative candidate. Chile's currency has rebounded and the stock exchange is up 8%. But given the total uncertainty about the final results of this election, that enthusiasm may not last long. With 22% of Chileans still uncommitted to either candidate, uncertainty will be the only given until they return to the polls. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.